Today on Bear Podcast,
Drench Fur,
Strip Cards Against Humanity,
Don't Attend a Game of Thrones Wedding,
You Can Lick Tom of Finland Now.
All this plus your voicemails, coming up next. Bear Podcast, 514.
Hey, all you bears!
He steps into bumping the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get something to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do a podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white,
has two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to episode 514. It's April 15th, Tuesday.
Tax day. Tax is done. If you got any leftovers, send it to me.
Well, by the time they hear this, would be done. I mean, well, some would be late.
Well, you know, there's always those procrastinators that wait, and they'll file for an extension. And
I don't understand that. People filing for extension, they have... Why? I mean, they just couldn't do it in the past 4 months?
Some people just like to procrastinate. They have other reasons. They know they got all money. They can't afford to pay it right now. So.
Oh, maybe that's why. One of the reasons why. Yeah, it's interesting like Mike, he does it the day before. I usually do mine mid-March. But lately I've been doing it earlier, like February.
I've been trying to do mine as soon as I get my W-2s and
you're done?
Get my money back from Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm. That's always good. So, Ray, you missed a big event.
I know.
Last
I missed a big event. So, but maybe next year, if everything goes right, I'll be able to go.
Oh, really?
Yes, hopefully.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Bring Robbie up there. I told him it's a lot of fun. So.
Oh, he's gonna enjoy it. Yeah. So, what was last weekend is Drench Fur. We went there with Dave and Jason. We flew there to Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, we went to Buffalo first. And it's a weekend of fun with... You know, Mike was there also. A couple of our friends. There were Devin and Jay. And many of the Chicago friends were there. So, anyway, before we went there, we went to Anchor Bar.
Uh-huh.
Anchor Bar, well, according to their signs there, that they're
the home
first.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
Buffalo
the home.
Wing.
Buffalo Wings. So... I got to try it. They are pretty good.
Are they?
It's better than the usual buffalo wings that I've tried anywhere else. It's naked.
Naked chicken. I
naked
like that.
Oh, God. Chicken hop. So, and then they're crispy from the outside. So, it's really good. It's pretty tasty. And, of course, I order it mild. Some get it extra strong or something like that.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty good. I liked it a lot. And... I don't know. They say they're the originators, but some people would say that may be the originator, but the best ones are here.
Yeah.
Same place in Buffalo. So.
Yeah.
So we went to Buffalo, and then we went to Niagara Falls. So it was Jason's first time in Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh.
I took some pictures there in Niagara
Falls. Bunch of waterfalls?
Yes.
Did y'all get in a barrel and go over?
No.
Did y'all put Dave in a barrel and push him over?
No. No.
Damn. You had your chance.
Anyway, so...
In his underwear. He got a podcast in his underwear in the barrel going over the falls.
Oh.
Did he do it? No.
No. That is bad. So, there was lots of ice build up on the sides.
Well, it's still cold out there. We
it's
got
very
a little
cold.
Cold front moving through Houston right now. It's like...
Even Lake Erie's got ice.
But there's no such thing as global warming, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just... No, we just have these late cold fronts like this all the time.
Uh-huh,
so.
That's right. But anyway, so you know what's fun there at Drench Fur, what we did? We played strip card against humanity.
Strip cards against humanity?
So it's really easy. It's the usual game. However, you choose the winner. You always choose the winner. But then you also choose the loser. So whoever is the loser has to strip, has to take off a piece of clothing, whether a pair of shoes. It has to be the pair.
Yeah.
It's not like one shoe, the other shoe. No.
Yeah.
It has to be the pair. So midway, because there are so many of us.
Yeah.
There were actually, we were in the room. Thank you, Jeremy and Eric, for providing the room. There are two sets of cards. So one bed, about 9 people, one bed, about 10 people, something like that. We had 19 people, I think, total. And it was fun because, you know, 10 is manageable. But if we had one game for all 19 people. Yeah. And if so, one of the rules is, if you're there, you cannot be a spectator. You have to play. So that's one of the rules. And then whoever wins has to choose the loser card also. And that guy has to strip. And then midway, we had to speed it up. The winner, we added the new rule. The winner chooses a guy to strip.
But every round, somebody gets chosen. They have to take off a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
It's not like everybody has to take off a piece of clothing.
No.
It's just, you just pick one. The winner picks one person.
Yeah. The winner, well, the judge. The judge picks the winner. And then whoever wins the card, you give the card, the black card. And then he picks the loser.
Oh, okay.
That loser strips. And then whoever won the first card chooses who needs to strip. So there are two people who strips every time. So it was faster. Now,
wait a minute. Say that again.
Okay. Let me do it again, guys. Okay. Okay. The winner. Okay. So the judge picks a winner and the loser. The loser strips. Mm-hmm. And the winner chooses another person.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I lost you there for a second. Yeah. I was like, where'd you get two people stripping?
Yeah, so that's why two people are stripping. Now.
So why did you intentionally lose?
No, not really. I didn't want. I want to be the last one. There was some hot guys there. Anyway, so if you have two black cards, though, you can trade that to forego one strip. So if you have two black cards and you lose, for example, you can just give up your two cards. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to strip. So you can keep using your black cards. Now, there's another twist to that. If you only have one black card and another person has three cards, for example, so he has one extra, you can ask for a favor. How do you can? You can buy that card, an extra card. So you can give out two cards so you don't have to strip. If you would do what he says or whatever rules. It could be whatever. Run around naked, sit down at somebody's lap, things like that. Or
so you run around naked and sit in everybody's lap.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you have to tell them. It depends on the rule. Whatever the rule is, you have to do it so you can earn that card. You have to do something.
So how many times were you and Devin naked running around sitting on everybody's lap?
I don't know. Devin did it. Devin sat on somebody's lap.
Right.
It was funny. Devin was so happy. I bet because he sat over another bear guy. Oh God! He must have been in heaven. The guy's very cute too. So, yeah.
Okay, so you need to write all these rules down, and we need to publish them.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
And that way, you know how to play strip cards against humanity.
It was a good twist. I mean, it's a big group. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, so that's pretty much one of the highlights. I also assisted Devin in doing a photo shoot for Dave and Jason. Dave and Jason had these photo shoot and
naked photo shoot.
Well, not totally. It has to be, you know, kind of Facebook friendly. So you can see, but
they didn't get some naked ones on the side too.
Yeah, there's some. I think there were some.
You got copy.
Not me. Devin does. So anyway, I was just there taking videos and everything. Who you want to see pictures of Dave and Jason?
Blackmail pictures.
Oh, blackmail pictures. That's why. Okay.
Since mine keeps showing up on Tumblr, and Dave keeps telling me about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your pictures on Tumblr?
Apparently.
So. Oh, my God. So, anyway, so after that, we also went to Presque Isle. You've been to Presque Isle when we were there? No? It's one of the parks there, Presque Isle Park.
I can't remember. That was 2 or 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were just there for, you know, just to go to the river. Another river, but the Lake Erie.
Yeah.
So, that was fun. And then Drenchford was fun. Mm-hmm. And remember Jeff Michael? Michael. We went to P-Town with them. He went there. Michael went to Drenchford. It was a lot of fun. So I got to see him. It's kind of like a reunion.
Yeah.
He was wearing a porn stash.
Oh, was it?
You know, it's a porn stash. Ray, I think you would look great with a porn stash.
I don't. It's not thick enough for me to get a porn stash up here. Those porn stashes, you got to have like real thick and have a little more room than I got. Mine's almost like pencil thin.
Really?
Because I used to keep it cut down real close, But it made me look like I got a jacked up Fu Manchu and a frown on my face all the time.
Oh, okay. So, but anyway.
So Gary lost.
Oh.
Against Cards Against Humanity.
That's right.
So he was running around naked at Drench Fur.
That's right.
The guy that says he ain't got time to do anything at Drench Fur at work was running around naked.
He's running around naked.
With a patch on his eye.
That's right.
Okay. A one-eyed wonder. Gary. He had a Drench Fur, folks.
Yeah, Gary.
Well, there he was.
There's Gary in the picture in the videos. No, we're just kidding. Anyway,
because Gary said so, everybody had to get naked.
Yeah.
Including him.
So Gary was roasted last Saturday night before the water park.
Oh, did
he got roasted by about 12, 15 people. People telling horrible stories about him, which is so
all
funny
true,
stories.
Sure. All true.
Oh, some of them are. Yeah, all most true. Of them are all true. Well, yeah, some of them are just. But it was fun. But the best one for me there were the lesbian friends that they have. It's really good roast that they did on Gary. It's very good.
Well, that's good.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last weekend. And of course the water park. We hung out at the wave pool.
Any new attractions at the water park?
Any new attractions? Yes, there is one. There is one you were in. There's this big, big bubble, and there's another inner bubble inside, and you go inside that inner bubble. And then the whole thing spins. Well, not the inside bubble, but the outer bubble spins, I think. And then there's just water around, and it kind of sloshes you around. And it was weird. It was you have to pay $4 though, just to do it. But it looks a lot of fun. Maybe I'll do it next year. Maybe it will be included in it, so there will be a long line.
Yeah. So why did Gary get roasted? Was it because of the 10-year anniversary?
Yes, he got roasted because of the 10th year, and all his friends from. Many years ago, during Gary's drag days, came over.
So, what?
Gary did drag.
Oh,
you know.
Did you have pictures of that?
That's I don't have pictures of that. I wish I had pictures of that. Gary, send us pictures of you doing drag. That'd be great. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. I mean, Gary and the committee—they're all just awesome.
Oh yeah, when I was out there, it was a great run.
Yeah. And I think it feels like because we're back at the old hotel at the Clarion, and. It was really great because I don't know. It just feels better than before. It's so far the best run I've been. I've been there 4 years. And,
yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So next year, think about it. Think about it next year. Okay. That'd be great.
I'll try to go next year.
So what have you been doing while we were away?
Well, Thursday, I went and saw Kings of Leon with Robbie. He took me to see.
Oh, you went to the concert.
Yep. He got tickets and took us to see Kings of Leon. So very good. Very good show. I don't know who the band was that opened up for them. I couldn't understand one word they said. They were on for like 30 minutes, and they did like one cover tune, and then they were gone.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, who in the hell was that?
They're just
zip,
just like that.
Yeah. So, but the Kings of Leon show is very good. So, very good show.
So, how many front acts? Just one?
Just one.
Where was it? Verizon Wireless? Where did you guys do it?
No, at the Woodlands.
Oh, was it Woodlands Pavilion?
Pavilion, yeah.
Wow. I would expect there's going to be more front acts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. That was in the Woodlands.
Yep, so I did that. And then Saturday, I got up and spent day two on the Taj Mahal chicken coops at Patrick and Jerry's.
God. What did you, last week, you installed it last week, right?
Well, we built a lot of it last week. We got, the framing was already done. Last week, we put the outside on, worked on getting the roof on. Some of that. Well, no, we didn't get the roof on. We got the rafters built, did some other stuff, and this weekend we did a lot because we got the plywood on the roof. We got the rafters in, the plywood on the roof. I got the whole back of the coop roof with the actually roofed. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm getting tongue tied here. They got the door in. They got all the windows in. They got most of the hardy plank trim on. Patrick went and rented this big driller to drill the holes, auger to drill the holes for the 4x4 post. Mm-hmm. And they got one hose side of the chicken coop, the outside part put in where you're going to wire it up so that nothing can get into the chickens. And
okay. Not even foxes or coyotes.
Yeah, it's supposed to keep all that out. So, and then this weekend, I'm going to try to finish with the hardy plank, finish up the roof, I hope.
Gosh.
And
do you need a permit for that?
It's a farm.
So it's a farm you don't need to.
No.
So you just assemble whatever you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you have experience in doing making chicken coops before, didn't you?
Not really.
But you just it's just like any other structure. That's like what you did at Bear Wash. We need this and this. We need a wall here.
It's basically like building a small house. I mean, that's all we're doing is building a small house with all these windows. It's way too high class for these chickens I got.
It's way too high class. That'd be cute.
These chickens I got look like they're from the trailer park, and this is just like upscale galleria of
chicken
coops. So
it's exciting. I want to see pictures next time. Okay. So anyway, before we move on to our entertainment and stuff, we have an interview.
Yay.
We have an interview with Kevin at Drench Fur, and we were there on location at the Drench Fur, and we talked about the Burke Bear. So here's Kevin.
Hey everyone, this is Nard, and joining me today is
Kevin
from Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
That's right, Pittsburgh. And he's joining us today here on Bear Podcast on location here at Splash Lagoon or Drench Fur. And he was going to talk about the Burke Bears.
Exactly.
The Burke Bears. So tell us a little bit about history of the Burke Bears.
We've been around 20 years. Started around 1993. We just spoke with John.
Okay.
One of the past presidents who... told us it started, and I wasn't around that long ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was around a long, good bit, but not that long. It started out being like an AOL thing, talking, going to people's apartment, watching movies and stuff. It turned into where I started to come, AOL parties at the bar, the Eagle. It's grown since then. We have... first Wednesday of each month, we have pizza and bowling, which is pretty well attended. Our meeting is on a second Tuesday. We have potlucks here and there and zoo picnics. And we do bar nights on the fourth Saturday. But we also do, and what John just talked to us about was the Labor Day picnic. This is one of the bigger picnics.
Okay.
So it's pretty fun. We had a run at one point, which Wolf Weekend. Weekend of outrageous fun.
Oh, you know what? I used to talk about that in the show. WOOF. I love the name. Wolf. World of Outrageous
Wolf,
Fun.
Yeah.
Yes. And whenever I feature some events during the year and everything, then that's one of the events. That's
one of the events.
And then you guys did it. That's awesome.
Yes. We also do the Pride Parade in Pittsburgh, which is coming up in March. Hopefully we'll get a bigger crowd this year. So if you are all around the Pittsburgh area or want to come, June 15th.
Oh, yeah.
We'll support you and you can march with the Burke Bears.
Okay.
So we are trying to work with Still Valley Bears, which is here this weekend. And also, who else? Harrisburg Bears, Capital City Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm trying to work with them the other end. So
they're great guys. I know Rich and Ken there. So
yeah. We also do... we were supporting Shepherd Wellness before, basically go in and set up a dinner for the AIDS, people with HIV, AIDS, and feed them and then clean up. And now we're doing a Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force,
which is
a big thing, which they need our help. They provide free care.
So about history, for you, a little bit of history, how did you get into the group yourself?
Trying to remember who invited me.
Oh, somebody just invited you?
Yeah, invited me down, yeah. Okay. Might have been Gary Snyder.
Oh, the Gary Snyder got you?
Gary. Might have been Gary long ago.
He's a very hard-working guy.
He is?
Very much.
And, he is.
And he's busy here with Drench Fur, and he still gets to do stuff with the Burke Bears.
That's he does. He used to be the president. He's a past
president. He's even a president.
He is past president. I'm the president now. You know, if you're interested, let us know. Burkebears.org.
Burkebears.org.
Check us out. But yeah, there's fun things to do. We have Drench Fur we can come up to.
Yeah.
You know, we share in activities. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being in the show and telling us about Burke Bears.
Anytime, man. And thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you too.
Thank you, Kevin, for being in the show. Thank you for the information about Burke Bears. So we'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out. Okay, Ray, before we move on, I'm going to give you something I got from Hoof Tees.
What's that?
What's that? It's a shirt, of course. If it's a woof tee, it's a shirt. Ta-da!
Bear Liberty?
It's a Bear Liberty shirt.
How do you get to be a Bear Liberty?
Well, you are. You're a bear. You're a celebrity. So, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I got one for Robbie also.
Oh, yeah. What'd you get, Robbie?
He got a Bubba shirt. He got a Bubba shirt.
Bubba shirt. Cute. Thank you, Maynard.
Oh, welcome. Okay. So, yeah, give it to Robbie. There you go.
Everybody already thinks I'm conceited as it is if I wear this out. You know, I really want to think it now.
You conceited? I don't know.
Oh, my cousin watched the show last week.
Oh, he did?
Yes, my cousin from back home in Edgefield, South Carolina. He watched the show. He said I looked like I was scared doing the show.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I was scared or just tired as hell. That might have been more the fact. But
he might be watching this right now, too.
Well, he probably will. Hopefully he will. Hopefully he likes the show enough. He'll keep watching it. So,
mm-hmm.
But he's a EMT rescue person at the, I think it's North Aiken or North Augusta Police Department. So. He goes out and saves people's lives. So okay. He does a good thing. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. So. All right. They're really quick on entertainment.
It's the big news this week. It's all anybody can talk
about. I love what happened. Oh, my God. I was just, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was just looking
at that. You haven't watched Sunday's episode, Game of Thrones, then it's just too late because I've been talking about this shit ever since it went down Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
But my question is, for Game of Thrones, what does George R.R. Martin ever guest wedding?
I know, right? I just realized that, too. It's another wedding.
But I will say this. He deserved to die a lot slower and a lot more painful than he did, in my opinion. So.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
He should have been ripped to shreds by...
Yeah. I wish...
It went too quick.
He got chopped up a little bit more. And then... Yeah, I mean, I wish it was slower.
Yeah. Now, the question is, who poisoned him?
That's right.
Was it his new wife? The new wife's grandmother?
It's got to be the cake.
Well, you know, that might be it. Because remember, he cut the cake and killed the bird. So that might have been something with the bird he might have been allergic to. But
it could have been a poisoned bird.
But everybody likes to think this is a conspiracy theory. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, it could have been the new bride, the grandmother of the bride, his uncle.
Could still be, but.
But there's also Sasha who picked the cup up and handed it back to him when it got kicked under the table.
Yes.
Was it his cup or was it one she had hidden with poison in it?
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy that was the knight that come back and said, you need to get out of here now. Who is he with that he did that?
Ah.
Was it the bisexual guy that was there telling him that he was going to make sure the Lannisters paid their debt?
There's a bisexual guy?
In the first episode, there's a guy that came in from another kingdom. He's in Little Bird's whorehouse with the guy.
Oh, him. Okay, yeah. Got it.
And then he hits up on the guy. And him and his girlfriend or wife or a hooker or a whore, whatever she is, are both bi, so apparently.
Mm.
And they're picking out their choice playthings.
All right. So I'm excited what's going to happen next week.
Yes.
What's the aftermath of this? Yeah, I'm excited. Very good. Very well, as you said, Ray, what does George R.R. Martin have against weddings?
Yeah.
It all has to
happen. Because, you know, I still don't know if it was as good as the Red Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, pretty good. But also now, what's her name's the queen, and she's the virgin queen.
Is she really?
Well, she never, allegedly, she never had sex with her first husband because he was gay and doing a brother.
Oh.
Now, unless they did it once and that was it. I don't know. I can't remember from that past season because.
I remember that one, yeah.
Because I know she went in there trying to get up on his junk and he was like, no.
Yeah, she was really open-minded. You know, just think of me as him.
Yeah.
And just do me from behind. and don't isolate that, guys, okay?
Like you want to do it to him from behind.
So do me from behind and then think of me as your boyfriend, something like that. She was very open-minded.
Yeah.
I mean, we just need the baby. Come on, let's do it.
That's right. You got to have a baby to have that lineage.
She was very open-minded.
So.
Anyway, so in this episode, yeah.
And Hodor showed up in this episode.
Yes, Hodor. He's sporting a full beard now. Yeah. Oh, he's hot. Hey everyone, we are here on location at Drench Fur.
We're doing it.
Yeah. Behind me is Devin. He's going to do a photo shoot for Dave and Jason. So we'll be a fly in the wall. I'll be a fly in the wall here.
This video is Dave. Hi everybody.
You can't be seen. Okay. You can all see the
photo. Hi everybody.
Yes, he's yeah, if you guys are watching the video, so you'll see more footage.
When I listen to this later on the subway with audio only, I'll be like, boring!
Boring! You can't see anything!
This is the Devin that we're always talking about that listens to the podcast on the train every morning.
When he laughs like he's crazy on the subway.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's crazy on the subway. Because sometimes we say something funny.
Well, especially if you guys mention my name, like, oh, Devin, I always listen to this on the subway. And I always am listening on the subway. I'm like, that is weird.
Isn't that funny? Very meta. This is a meta setup.
We're taking a video of Devin taking pictures.
Podcast of him taking pictures of me and Jason.
Okay, so let's see some more footage.
Out of his face a little bit, and then Dave, you're looking at the camera. Okay. And you're looking at the camera with a, oh, I've got a sweet guy in my arms. Oh. And then Dave, just lean into him just a little bit.
What do you do again? What do babies like again?
They like it when you blow on their tummies.
Did you get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are you recording this?
Sounds just a little bit this way to maintain the symmetry. There you go. Perfect.
There you go. Now you're scissoring.
You
want to
do it? Just do
a
wrestling pose.
Yeah, go. Yeah. Wrestle for a while while he's setting it up.
What's a wrestling pose?
I don't know. You're the wrestler.
Wrestling or wrestling?
That is so lame. That's a lame wrestling. Oh, and then they make up. Oh. Okay, everyone, we just finished doing a photo shoot for Dave and Jason. And Devin did a good job. And I was just a fly in the wall being so...
Fly in the wall.
What?
Jason, your butt has an afro.
You're being a voyeur.
I'm a voyeur and all the whole thing. Yes. So how do you feel like your first photo shoot?
We're going to be celebrities.
So, bear-lebrities.
Bear-lebrities, yeah. Oh my God.
No, it was fun. It was really fun. Devin's quite the professional amateur. No, he really is. He's a very professional person. He does this for fun.
There was no fluffing involved, so that's fine.
No, unfortunately. No.
Yeah.
No fluffing.
Anyway. So I hope you guys
really
enjoyed
cool,
that.
He has like light boxes and stuff, too.
Yeah.
He's got like all kinds of professional stuff.
Okay.
To do with this. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a little bit awkward at times when you're in a
I took some,
pose
some
and you have
pictures
to pretend
myself.
Smile and you're like, ah, this is weird.
Smile like this. Smile like you like each other.
It's not as
you know.
Easy as it looks.
It's not. It's hard posing.
To pose in an awkward position and pretend that it's like totally relaxed and comfortable when you're like in an awkward position.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
I don't want to mess with that because it looks harder.
Okay. So, hope you guys enjoyed it.
Bye.
Anyway, to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Yes.
I will take the gay, Maynard.
Yes, because this is something you like.
Yes. All right. If y'all don't know, I like a little bit of leather and kink and stuff. So I like this article. It's from an article by Mark Joseph Stern from Slate.com. The United States has some pretty cool stamps, and once the Harvey Milk stamp is released next month, at least one commemorating an openly LGBTQ American, but it's difficult to imagine the future where America's stamps are amazingly graphic gay as Finland's. This fall, the country will begin selling stamps that feature the confident and proud homoeroticism of Tom of Finland, an artist renowned for his beyond question the most influential creator of gay pornographic illustration.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I hope most people know who Tom of Finland is. If not, go look at this damn thing's driving me crazy, man.
Sorry.
I don't know what it is about this app and the way it works, but anyway.
It's the web app.
It's the web app. So, Tom Finland, also known as Tonoko Lakosen, is that how you say it? Lakosen? Which I guess was his real Finnish name. He's considered one of the well-known Finnish artists around the world. His empathetically masculine homoerotic drawings have attained iconic status in their genre and had an influence on, for instance, pop culture and fashion. In his works, Tom of Finland utilized the self-honoring humor typical of subcultures. The drawings on the stamp sheet represent strong and confident male figures typical of their designer. The release of the stamps will coincide with an exhibition of Lakosen's work at Finland Postal Museum. To select which of Lakosen's more than 3,500 drawings would appear on the stamps, Posti consulted graphic artist Tino Berry as well as Susanna Lurito, the Finnish representative of the Tom of Finland Foundation, which is dedicated to protecting, preserving, and promoting erotic art. And Manny's going to flash these wonderful pictures up here, but there are some incredible pictures of
wants to get artwork. A big ass.
Yes. Wow. I mean, there's an ass showing. There's a nice nipple. There's a daddy, a cop daddy wrapped around some big mushroom man. And there's one with a guy looking through another hot guy's
ass. But this is only in Finland, though.
Yes, this is only in Finland. So
imagine if that comes to the U.S.
Well, the whole thing is how I hope they're going to fix it so you can buy stamps from outside of Finland for there. Because I know I'd buy a couple books.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
So it's pretty good. So, oddly, though, Finland isn't noticeably LGBTQ friendly. Gay marriage has yet to be legalized, and citizens can only legally change their gender if they are surgically sterilized. Before you guess, note that 6 other European countries require the same. Personally, I'd take the marriage equality and reproductive freedom over gay bondage stamps. But if gay fans can only get half a loaf, I guess this isn't the terrible half to have. So, Manny's going to flash the pictures, and I hope you enjoy the beautiful
men. The beautiful men butts.
Yes.
In there. Yeah. But there's no penis, so that's fine. There's no. All right.
Oh, there's penis. You just don't see it.
Yeah, right in front of the guy's face. Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to the geek. Unhappy Apple rumor. iPhone 6 might cost $100 more. You're planning to get iPhone 6 a couple of years, right? 2 years from now, maybe?
Well, what are we on now?
5? We're on you have an iPhone 4S, I think.
Yeah.
The latest one is 5S. 6 is coming up.
Yep. 6 is supposed to be out by Christmas, right?
By October. I mean,
October. I figure I'll update to 6 or something and around Christmas time. That'll be my Christmas present to myself.
Oh, okay. I'm going to wait for 6S. I'm going to wait for that next year. It's been 2 years now. Anyway, so Apple fans are looking forward to a potentially thinner phone or a bigger screen. But there may be another less than thrilling update to the so-called iPhone 6, a price increase. That's kind of a bummer. According to Jefferies analyst Peter Misek, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, the next iPhone may even come with a heftier price tag. In a company research report sent to the Huffington Post, Misek states, "Our checks indicate Apple has started negotiating with carriers on a $100 iPhone 6 price increase. The initial response has been no, but there seems to be an admission that there is no other game-changing device this year. In a time when Apple is struggling to innovate, a price increase may seem like the worst possible idea for the already expensive iPhone." Yeah, it is expensive. But as a Business Insider points out, it may not be that strange if Apple does release a 5.5-inch version of the iPhone. Phablets, like the 6-inch Galaxy Note 3, already sell for $100 more than their smaller counterparts. Yeah, actually, the Galaxy Note, you've seen those. They're really, really big phones. They're like tablets by themselves. They're phablets.
Which I'll probably have to get something that size just so I can see it.
Yeah, but if the iPhone 6 is going to be big. I think they're planning to have a 4.7-inch and a 5.5-inch. So that's really big. So,
for most people. Some people, that's just a little bit.
Yeah.
Some size queens. Jay. Some size queens on it can't deal with anything under 8.
It's too small. Nothing under 8. Okay, so yeah. So you're planning to get the iPhone 6 if it comes
out? Well, my phone's slowly dying, so eventually I got to do something. So
yeah.
I figured if I'm going to update,
If you're coming from iPhone 4S, it's good to go to 6.
That's right, because I'll have Siri then.
Yes, seriously. Yeah, you can have.
Like, hey, Siri, how you doing, girl?
You can change it to a guy, you know that.
Does he have an English accent or an Australian accent?
No. Why, you like Australian guys'
accents? I like accents.
Like, just like Southern? What if it's a Southern accent?
Oh, no.
Hey, y'all.
I can talk to myself all the time, so yeah, don't need that.
Okay, but let's go to Bizarre.
Okay. Now, I saw this morning on the news, or yesterday morning on the news, and I was laughing my ass off. But for Bizarre, Kentucky Fried Chicken unveils the chicken corsage. Mm-hmm. In a bizarre bit of viral marketing, fast food chain KFC has created what it's calling the chicken corsage, just in time for prom season. Oh. The wrist corsage features baby's breath and a chicken drumstick, and is designed to make your date eyes light up and her mouth water.
Right.
The baby's breath corsage is made by Nans and Craft Florist in Louisville, Kentucky. According to their website, the corsage includes a $5 KFC gift certificate so buyers can customize your corsage with original recipe, extra crispy, or Kentucky grilled chicken, whichever best matches her dress. The corsage costs $20, but only 100 limited edition chicken corsages will be made. As the florist says, just like the last piece of chicken in the bucket, when they're gone, they're gone.
Oh.
So if you haven't seen the commercial, go look for it because it's funny.
Well, the question is, what would the health department say about this?
Well, I think they're doing that. Well, people eat chicken that's been laying around for a while anyhow. I mean, once it's been cooked, it's okay for a little while. But I think it's more of an ad gimmick because uh-huh. I don't know. Unless I was a really fat girl, if somebody walked in with a chicken corsage for me, had better come from Chick-fil-A. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
So,
Ray's a big Chick-fil-A fan.
So
that sounds like it.
Even though they hate us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would like to get it. I would just like to have one just for the fun of it. I'm not going to eat it. I don't.
Well, we can go eat some baby's breath and a two piece and throw them on there.
Oh, that's right. We can that's easy. Especially today, Tuesday. Yeah. Wait, today's Popeyes.
Or we can do a Mexican one and we can do fajitas.
Fajitas?
Fajitas. Okay. Fajitas.
We can do that.
Or we can, you know, you can do chicken or beef, or we can do the stuffed jalapeno.
Yeah, sounds yummy. Okay, let's go to listener voicemail. Oh my God, this is from Brian. It's really good to hear from you, Brian. Here we go.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Narden. And Dave, if you're listening, just wanted to call in and say hey. This is Brian from North Carolina.
Hey, Ron.
Deliverance 72. Sort of glad and sort of unglad that it was an April Fool's prank. You got me. So, but I'm glad everything's great and you're back together. Anyway, love the show, long time listener, and hope to see more. Y'all take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. I'll have to email you back and find out what part of North Carolina you live in because, you know, I was in that state for 4 years. So.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I went to school there.
Oh, South Carolina, North Carolina, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I went to college in North Carolina, so.
Oh, okay. That's where you got your theater degree, right?
My theater degree.
Oh, you are
gay. North Carolina School of the Arts. Go Pickles!
Anyway, so thanks, Brian, for the voicemail. Yeah, I guess we got you. Ha! Gotcha!
Actually, we got a lot of people, because I had people...
You're not the only
after
one,
after he
Brian.
Released the show, messaging me. Oh, Dave caught some shit. He was getting the old evil stank eye from people. Although I told him, I said, that's probably for you just being you, not, you know, you know. But anyway, people were all wound up.
People were panicking.
People were wanting to know why Nard, people named their children Nard.
Yeah, I know, right?
So.
It's my nickname. My mom calls me Nard, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the series is really fun. That April Fool's joke. I don't know what we have to top that next year. We have to think of something.
We'll find something.
We'll find something. Okay, so yeah, thank you again, Brian, for the voicemail. Okay, let's do some shout outs. I want to do a rundown of people who I met, people who we hung out with, and in Drenched Fur. So Dave and Jason, thank you for, you know, they're my plane buddies and driving buddies. So we were, you know, we're in the plane going
butt
there.
Buddies.
We're butt buddies. No, I just watch them. Yeah. So Devin and Jay, of course, from Chicago.
Hey, Devin and hey, Jay.
And JB.
Jay, why'd you change your Facebook name?
But, oh, yeah, Pop Zach. He's now Pop Zach.
Yeah, whatever it used to be. I forgot what it was. And I was like, I got a friend show.
It used
like,
to be DJ Zach.
Or something, yeah. And then I got a new friend request. I'm like, who the hell is that? Oh, Jay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. And also, Derek and Jeff, they are from HeftyNet. Thank you for, hanging out with us. And Jamie and Earl. Michael from Jamestown, also. Got to hang out. And Phil from Ohio. It's good to hang out with you. And Kegger from Pittsburgh.
Kegger.
Kegger. His name is Kegger. Well, his nickname is Kegger.
Nickname. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder how you got that in college.
Why? If your name is Kegger, what does that mean?
You've heard people call beer can.
So a kegger would be the same?
Big.
It's bigger?
It's real big.
Oh. What if it's belly big, but it's really...
I'm just joking. I'm just making shit up.
Okay. So. Anyway, so yeah, thanks, Keg. Yeah, Kegger. Also, Adam is one of the pictures here that you see here. Bear. I'm surprised that there's somebody hairier than Mike. He's a lot hairier than Mike. Mike is already hairy. Yeah, it's Kegger over here. That's right.
That's Kegger. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And Rick and Kai. Yeah, hung out with Rick and Kai. It's good to see you guys. Hopefully, they can bring the Gaetians next year if they come over again.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. And of course, Kevin from Pittsburgh, who talked to us, talked about the Berg Bears. And Gary Snyder and the committee of Drenchfer, thank you so much for an awesome time. You guys do a great job. The food is good. The hotel accommodations are good. The pool. Yeah. They had the pool open from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Sweet.
No, wait. I'm sorry. 8 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Sweet.
The whole day until the morning.
Well, that's good. That's always good. So,
yeah.
Gary must have went out there and whined until they finally let him do it.
I know. And they had warm food. That was I was talking to Gary. They had roast beef sandwiches on Saturday morning. No, not Saturday morning. You know, the Sunday before. Yeah. After the Sunday morning, the one after the water park thing.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, roast beef sandwiches. Wow. Pretty good. I mean, that's not... usually it's a sub, Subway sandwiches, or they have meatballs or something, or they have pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But he went for roast beef sandwiches. Pretty good.
Oh.
Good idea. And who else? I hope I didn't miss anyone. I wrote as much as I can. I'm looking at the pictures here. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So and Gary, we know you worked your ass off, so as much as I like to pick at you, I know how hard it is to do an event like that. So congratulations on doing it for 10 years. For getting your butt rested. I'm sure you loved it. and for being the one-eyed wonder. And for doing naked Cards Against Humanity. And winning.
And winning.
Or losing.
Or losing.
I don't know which.
It was the first one to lose.
Okay, yeah.
It was good to get naked and run around naked. We had time to buy one of those.
And he was hoping somebody would sit on his lap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay, anyway, so what'd you rate?
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Oh, happy birthday, Patrick.
That's right. You're getting a chicken coop for your birthday if you haven't figured it out.
That's your birthday gift, a chicken coop.
So oh,
I can't wait to it to all be built and have chickens in it.
We got to get it soon. The chicks are getting too big for the cage they're in. So.
Oh, really? They're in boxes right now?
Well, they're actually in two big water feeder container things with stuff on them so the cat can't get there and get to them. So.
Do you name chickens? You shouldn't, right?
Well, there's Foghorn, Leghorn, there's Baby Chicken Hawk, there's Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird.
I mean, you can name whatever you want.
Yeah, but if you're...
Coco Chanel.
Are they going to wait for their eggs or they're going to eat the chicken?
No, these are egg-laying chickens.
Egg-laying chickens.
And there are two different types of chickens. There's the kind that lay eggs, and you can eat them if you like some tough-ass chicken meat. And then there's chickens that grow... that are a little bit more tender.
Okay.
But you get some of them old hens, they've been laying eggs for years, that's like chewing on a shoe leather.
So what if there's a chicken that doesn't lay any more eggs or it's almost, you know, too old and everything, do you eat those? No, you bury those.
No, you usually cut the neck off and feed them to the pigs.
What? Oh my God, that's horrible.
Welcome to life on a farm, folks. It ain't easy.
God, that is just horrible.
Something I forgot just a second there. I watched Orange, Osage County, which was the Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That brought back so much family traumatic family stuff for me watching that movie this weekend that I was just like, oh my God. But it was just, if you haven't seen it, watch the movie. It's pretty incredible. So,
okay. All right. So I guess that's it for the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And it's been a great weekend. I'm looking forward to next year. So anyway, so thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail like Brian did. Mm-hmm. And you can call 202. Some days it just does not pay to come into this podcast.
I should write it down at some point. We don't write it
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and we will play it on the show.
That's right. Just like Brian's. Oh my God, Ray. Okay, so subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on the Roku Player, on Stitcher Radio, and on the Bear Radio Network. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
I really like those stamps. Jesus Louisa, I swear to God, it's Alzheimer's.
You can lick Tom of Finland now. And all this, plus voicemails. I did it wrong.
What?